Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Lord, we are so grateful. So grateful. So grateful to be saved. To have been called out of darkness. To your marvelous light, Jesus. What a privilege. And now, we are part of your church, your body, by which you speak, by which you act, by which you feel everything with your presence. What a privilege. And you're calling us, as the people of God, the church of God in our day, to rise up, to take our place, so that we may see cities and nations healed for the glory of your name. Lord, as we turn to your word, I ask that you will bless your word. May it cause our hearts to burn for what you are doing in our church. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen and amen. Helen Keller made a statement that's very profound. She was blind. But although she was blind physically, she went on to accomplish many significant things. Because she was bold and spoke up for many who had physical limitations, God gave her a platform and influence, and he opened up strategic relationships to her. And she used that platform to challenge many to overcome their physical limitations and live a significant life. Helen Keller made such a powerful statement. She said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." Helen Keller had a burning desire in her heart to scale heights that hadn't been scaled by people with physical limitations. Although she couldn't see physically, she had a vision. She had a picture. She had something in her heart that was her burning desire that kept her going and that caused her to rise above her limitations and accomplish great things in her day. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29 and verse 18, in the Message version, it says, if people can't see what God is doing, because that is what vision is. It is that ability to see what God is doing. And we don't just see it with our physical eyes. God opens up our hearts and our minds to see what he is doing. God opens up our hearts and minds to see what he wants to do with our lives. He gives us a vision, his picture of our preferred future that begins to stir up a passion in our hearts. Bible says if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. In other words, they mess up their lives. They stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, because that's what vision is. It is a revelation from God by which he allows you to have a glimpse of his future for your life and the path that he wants you to take so that you can accomplish his vision for your life. Bible says, but when they attend, when we attend to what God reveals, we are most blessed. In other words, when you discover what God wants to do with your life, you are incredibly blessed, because it means that you're done with low living. You are done with simply existing. You have discovered that one thing for your life and you pursue it with everything you have. And what a blessing it is to live within God's purpose for your life. Do you know God's vision for your life? And I want to tell you, there is good news. God wants you to know His vision for your life. After Jesus had risen from the dead, He gathered His disciples at the foot of the Mount of Olives, and He gave them a vision. It is known as the Great Commission. In our Bibles, let us go to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 to 20. We'll start at verse 19 actually. Bible says, then Jesus came to them, His disciples, and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus gathered them and He gave them a vision. He gave them a picture of what He wanted them to do with their lives. It was a global vision. It was a big vision. But before they could go about pursuing the vision, He asked them to wait for the Holy Spirit, who would lead and empower them to go about this great commission, this great work of reaching people for Jesus and discipling them. He said to them, wait. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Listen, friends, this is true not just for Watoto Church. It is true for every single one of us. A God-given or God-inspired vision requires more than might. It requires more than power. It requires more than experience. It requires more than talent. It requires more than academic qualifications. It requires more than a great strategy. It even requires more than abundant financial resources. A God-given vision or a God-inspired vision, a God-given dream, a God-given plan requires the power of the Holy Spirit. Human will and human effort is not enough. We need the power, supernatural power of the Lord. We need the Holy Spirit if we are going to accomplish God's vision for our lives. Why? God's vision for our lives helps us understand that there is new horizons to climb. But it also reminds us that there'll be obstacles to face. There'll be challenges to navigate. There'll be battles to fight. There'll be losses to overcome. Your wisdom will be tested. Your character will be tested. Your endurance will be stretched. Your commitment will be tried. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit as Watoto Church in order to see healing come to broken lives and communities, cities and nations for the glory of God. You need the Holy Spirit when it comes to God's vision for your own life. And so they waited. On the day of Pentecost, it happened. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Bible tells us, suddenly, like a sound, like the blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that rested and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. On the day of Pentecost, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit and they received divine power. It just wasn't divine power to make them feel important or to make them feel powerful. No, that divine power was given to them to fulfill and enable their commissioning. Holy Spirit empowered them to go about the Great Commission, and they went out into different cities. They went out into different nations and communities, reaching people with the love of Jesus. Great work happened, and lost people were saved. The sick were healed. The dead were raised. The bound were set free. The broken were restored. Great gospel mission work happened. Churches were planted. Disciples and leaders were raised. Godless kingdoms were defeated. Cities were transformed, and the world never remained the same again. When the Holy Spirit shows up, nothing remains the same again. Impossible things become possible. Easter weekend, 1984, April 22nd, Watoto Church was planted. God, by His Spirit, had spoken to our founders, Gary and Marilyn, to come to Uganda and to come to Kampala to plant an English-speaking church. And through that church, He would touch the city and the nation. And God gave them a clear vision. It's not just Gary and Marilyn's vision. It's not just Julius and Vanita's vision. It is our total family vision together. And so I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to have a beautiful smile on your face. And I want you to recite the church vision to them. Come on, find a neighbor. Some of you might want to warn your neighbor in advance. I don't know what I'm about to say. But for those of you that are bold enough, come on, find a neighbor. Find a neighbor. If you don't have anyone looking at you here, tap them on the shoulder, say, I am your neighbor. Come and look at your neighbor. Our church family online, type it in the chat section. Our church family on air, come on, join us as we recite our vision together. On the count of three, 3, 2, 1, we are an English-speaking, cell-based community church celebrating Christ, growing and multiplying as each one reaches one, touching those around us with the love of Jesus, bringing healing to the cities and the nations. Come on, let's thank God for a clear vision. That is our vision. And Watoto family, our vision is an expression of the Great Commission. It's about reaching people for Jesus Christ with the gospel. It is about discipling everyone we reach to be a godly transformational leader, someone that is full of the culture and character of Christ, so that they will lead the transformation of the places and the spaces where the Lord is taking them. We need the Holy Spirit for this vision. And God wants to continue pouring out His Spirit on us so that we may continue to go in the power of the Spirit. Preach in the power of the Spirit. Disciple in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that the nations of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. Today, I want to share with you some more things about our vision and how we are Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered for the vision God has given to us. We'll take time and celebrate some of the things that the Lord has done. I'll share with you some of the things that God has laid on our hearts. And then I'll share with you some practical things that we can all do together that are going to take this vision from where it is to where God wants it to be. I'll focus on four areas. Let's take some time and start by celebrating what happens when we gather to celebrate Christ. We love to gather. It is exciting when we come for our celebration services. And we call them celebration services because we want it to be a celebration. We want to celebrate what God has done. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. We do this here at downtown, but we also do it across 18 celebration locations. And then we have our 19th online and on air. And every week we gather, there is about 38,000 people that call Watoto Church family home. And here at downtown, and it came to the end of 2024, there was about 3,900 people that were celebrating Jesus here at downtown. We had a dream in our heart. We wanted to grow to about 4,200 people. I just want to let you know, God don't only give us 4,200 at downtown. He surpassed the target. He gave us almost 4,300. Shall we thank God for what he does when we gather to celebrate him? As we celebrated Jesus across 2025, here at downtown, we saw over 1,300 people say yes to Jesus Christ. Come on, shall we celebrate every miracle of salvation? We also saw over 2,200 people come for their very first time. Absolutely amazing. Church Online, we love you. Did you know that over 1,000 people raised their hand to say yes to Jesus last year online? Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. And those are the ones that raised their hands and clicked the link to send us details. God is so faithful. God has given us a platform on air to reach the nation with the gospel. A friend of ours shared with us that there's over 11 million people on the channel that God has placed us on. The other day for church council retreat, we went to a venue where we were for a day and a half, just deliberating some of the things that God has placed in our hearts for the church. And I met these two men, smiling from ear to ear, one of them, Joel. And they said, "It's so good to see you, Pastor Brian. You are our pastor." And I was like, "So you come to downtown?" And he said, "No, we join you on air every Sunday." Come on, let's thank everybody that's joining us on air and online. We love you. We appreciate you, and you're a precious part of the Watoto family. It's a great opportunity. We still want to grow. We are praying as pastors, elders, and deacons here downtown that this year we will grow to be over 4,400. How do we do this? As each one reaches one. The power of invitation. Every last Sunday, we have what we call the Invite Sunday. Invite somebody to church. Don't take for granted the fact that you can celebrate Jesus, that you can hear the gospel. Don't take for granted what Jesus is doing in your life. There's so many people out there who are lost and empty and need a word from God. Bring them to church every last Sunday, and let us celebrate them. On air, online, you can host watch parties at your place of work, in their community, in another nation. You can begin to bring people together, and in the place, begin to celebrate Jesus online. Watch what God will do. We want to see people saved. You are daring to believe God for over 1,600 salvations at downtown. Every campus is believing God for salvations this year. We have 4 services here downtown. We want to pack them out. We don't have even any space to exist in our services. Why? We're to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Let's do it together. And so we thank God for our celebration here at Watoto Church. And we're believing God that this year we'll also be able to plant Watoto Church Kira. Somebody say amen. We are believing God for that as we continue to reach communities for Jesus. We are trusting God that maybe we'll begin to explore other new cities. Would you pray that God would lead us? The second area I'd like us to talk about is discipleship. Man, it is so ingrained in the Great Commission that we are not only to go, but we are to go and make disciples. People who are full of the culture and character of Christ. People who have an active relationship with Jesus. People who are not playing games with Jesus, but are serious about their relationship with Him. They're living a holy life and are pursuing Jesus every day. We see it as a privilege and we see it as our responsibility to disciple every family member at Watoto to be a godly transformational leader, to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus. And one of the ways we get to do that is through our equip streams. We had a desire to see about 800 people discipled just at our downtown campus, where we get the privilege of doing discipleship not only in person, but also online. And the classes are about 12 weeks, but some people are able to do them at a self-pace. I want you to know that God allowed us last year to disciple over 520 people. Shall we give God thanks for that? And I want to celebrate you, Watoto family, for being involved. One of the things we do is go into schools to reach young people and then begin to disciple them. Last year alone as a campus, God allowed us to reach over 90,000 students in schools and universities. Shall we thank God for open doors? Shall we thank God for relationships that allow us to disciple the next generation for Jesus? Uganda's future is so bright because it will be in the hands of a God-fearing generation. And in the schools, we saw over 6,000 young people say yes to Jesus. When it comes to all across the Watoto family, last year alone, over 37,000 people said yes to Jesus through the different ministry opportunities. Here in Uganda and all around the world, did you know that 12,000 alone said yes to Jesus through the ministry of the Watoto Children's Choir? Let us thank God for what He is doing. Absolutely amazing. This week we had from our Asian office that already 6,000 this year have said yes to Jesus. That is amazing. We have a desire to reach 1 million people with the gospel over the next 10 years. Each year we want to reach 100,000 people. How do we do this? As each one reaches one. Listen, the reason you are discipled is so that you can be effective in reaching people. Knowledge puffs up. But when you take that knowledge and begin to serve people, transformation happens. I pray this year as we each become bold in sharing our gospel of Jesus Christ, inviting people to church, sharing the gospel, setting up appointments to share our faith with people. I pray that Holy Spirit will give you the privilege of witnessing people say yes to Jesus Christ. I want to read you a story. This is what was shared with us on the 15th of November. We gather stories from everyone that is graduating from my equip streams. One story our friend shared, this is my experience with the adventure in the Word Equip stream. I enrolled in this stream because someone from my cell encouraged all of us to take part in an Equip stream. When the time came to choose a class, I didn't hesitate, and I'm so glad I didn't. I have genuinely loved this stream and it has had a huge impact on my spiritual journey. I love learning and reading, but the Bible has often felt confusing for me. This stream, Adventure in the Word, helped me understand it better. How it works, how to study it, and how to grow from it. I learned so much, not only from the classes, but also from the facilitation sessions. I was initially worried about those, but after my first session with Brian Busulwa, my facilitator, I felt confident and enjoyed the rest of them. I'm now a big supporter of every Watoto member going through an Equip stream. I'm truly proud of Watoto for creating this avenue that equips people with knowledge and understanding. I also appreciate that the stream caters for different learning styles, physical, online, and self-paced. And that flexibility made it so much easier and more reliable for me. Thank you for this program. I honestly can't fully express how much this stream has contributed to my spiritual growth and understanding of God's Word. We have an army discipling us here at Watoto Church. Shall we give a big clap and appreciate every single one of them? I also want us to give a big clap to all our volunteer teams and our ministry teams. Come on, somebody. Let's celebrate our men and women that are leading us in ministry. It's absolutely amazing what God is up to. Every year, we want to disciple 10,000 people. Downtown this year, we want to contribute 800 to the 10,000. Through our cell families, we're going to be mobilizing you so that you can be equipped to fulfill God's purpose on your life. Online family, on-air family, I want to dare you this year, 500 of you, to be discipled. If you've already done adventure in the word, even here in person this year, do adventure in prayer. If you've done both, do each one reach one, the evangelism stream. Continue on your path of growth so that God would use you in a mighty way. We are a cell-based community church. I want to share with you just some highlights as we were doing life together through our cell families. A cell family is a group of 5 to 10 Watoto Church members that are doing life together, building meaningful relationships, growing in their walk with the Lord, discovering their potential, and given opportunities to serve like Frederick shared, and engaging with our communities so that we may see healing where there is brokenness. We love to say it here at Watoto Church, church is not an event that we go to. Church is a family that we belong to. And one of the ways you get to belong to the family of Watoto is when you're in a cell family. If you're not in a cell family, you are missing out on connecting with the wider Watoto Church family. You're missing out on relationships, challenging one another to grow in the Lord, discovering your gifts and potential as you serve, and you're missing out on the opportunity to be a blessing in your community. At Watoto Church, we have about 230 small groups. I want us to take a moment and celebrate every leader in the cell ministry and every family that has opened up their home to host a cell family. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. We're praying for you. We had a goal to grow. We closed 2024 with about 230 small groups. Today, we have over 245 small groups. Let's thank everyone that is involved in serving in the cell ministry one more time. Across Watoto family, we have over 2,000 small groups, each of them in the community, doing ministry, reaching people. We have a desire to see over 20,000 Watoto Church members join a cell family and be faithful week on week. A downtown, our desire is that this year we will grow from 1,200 to 2,000 of us in a cell family. Help me turn to your neighbor and tell them he's talking about you. Are you in a cell family? If you're not, join a cell family today. I challenge you as cells to begin to invite people. And listen, if someone belongs to another church, leave them there. Focus on those who are not born again. Focus on those who are not saved, friends and family. Bring them to your cell family. If you have to pay their transport there, do that. If you have to walk them there, do that. Watch what God will do in their lives. Let us get involved. Our cells reach communities with the love of Jesus. They get involved in addressing community pains. Recently, we had a seed project in Chivulu. The cells organized. They did a medical project. More than 400 people reached. We engaged with the leaders in the community. So many pains. They began to talk to us about unemployment, drug abuse, prostitution. They said, can we continue this conversation and begin to do practical things that are going to lift up our community from where they are to where God wants them to be? We want to release people from burdens. We want people to live with purpose. We want people to have gainful employment. We want them to live lives of dignity. We're already doing that, and there are lots of opportunities showing up. Shall we celebrate everybody that is involved in ministry, in the community, seed projects and outreach? You want to say thank you. I want to challenge every cell family and every cell leader to begin to organize missional engagements in the community. In other words, opportunities to reach people with the gospel. Do one as a cell and then make sure you get involved with the regional seed projects that are already beginning to be planned. And I want to challenge you, cell families, would you sponsor a child? I want to encourage you as husband and a wife, come together, sponsor a total child. As a business, as an organization, sponsor a child. As a group of friends, sponsor a child. If you're sponsoring a child, we're still in need of so many sponsors. You can sponsor a second child. My wife and I have the privilege of doing that, and we are blessed. I want to encourage you to be a blessing to our total children that God has given us the privilege of caring for over the last 31 years. All the information is online for our Church Online and On-Air family, but here in person, stop by our Connect Points. Sign up today, 2026. Become a blessing to our total child. We have a dream to see cell families grow online and on air. We have over 70 small groups online that meet all across the world. This year, we want to see about 90 small groups. We want to see about 1,000 people attending cell families that are online. And so if you are up and down because of work, you don't settle in one place because your work makes you shift. Maybe you have different work schedules that may not help you get to your community in time for cell. You can join an online cell family today. Sign up. The link is in the chat section. Get the information at the tables. Would you open your home to host cells? For cells to grow, we need hosts. Would you open your home? Would you begin to host a cell? That home that God has given to you is a blessing and can be a resource for the kingdom of God. Let us open our homes to host people for sale. Online, some of you can begin to lead online cells and host online cells. Would you sign up today at the tables on your way out? We want to make sure that we support you to play your part in the vision God has given to us. And that leads me to the last area that I want to celebrate. And Robert already got us started on this. It is the area of generosity. Friends, wherever you see generosity, you know that Holy Spirit has done a work in people's hearts. I love what Pastor Julius and Pastor Eddie always say. We are born selfish, we are born again generous. God changes our hearts. And we're total family, we are so blessed. Last year alone, our generosity as the Watoto family grew by over 6%. I want us to celebrate God. I want us to give him a big, big, big hand clap of praise. Over $34 billion in generosity. You are a testimony. And that's allowing ministry to happen at Watoto Church in the cities and the nations. We are proud of you, Watoto family. And I know that God is going to richly bless you. As you take care of his kingdom, he will take care of your life. We saw over 96 people at downtown sign up to sponsor children for the very first time last year. This year, I'm believing God that 150 of us at downtown will sign up to begin sponsoring children. What a vision. God wants to do something special. What are we going to do to get involved? One, pray. Why? It is not by power. It is not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that we will accomplish this vision. Every day when you pray, pray for Watoto Church. Pray for the members of Watoto. Pray for the ministry at Watoto. And trust Jesus to do something supernatural and divine through this church. Number two, invite somebody. Don't just watch what is happening. Invite someone into vision. Invite someone to church. Take it seriously. Lives will be transformed. Invite someone to your cell family on the last Wednesday of every month. It is our Invite Wednesday. Invite somebody to church. Invite someone to your cell family. Invite, invite, invite. Give people opportunities to encounter the power of Jesus' love. Thirdly, belong. Don't just be an attendant. Belong. How do you belong? Join a cell family. Be part of the Watoto family. This year, take a step. Join a cell family. Serve. Some of us have been seated in the pews at Watoto Church for over 40 years. Very comfortable. Begin to make room for others to sit as you serve. You can serve at the celebration campuses. You can serve across different ministries in the community. Your gift will be a blessing. Join the team and serve. Finally, give. Our collective generosity is going to continue allowing ministry to happen. There's so many lost people. There's so many broken lives and communities. Places where you and I may never go, our generosity supports ministry teams to go and see lives transformed. we have an opportunity to see God do something special in our day. Let us not just be hearers. Let us be doers. God has brought us this far, our total family. And I believe he wants to take us even farther. Thank you for the part that you play. Thank you for your faithfulness and commitment. Once again this year, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may he take us to another level. May he take us to another level. Lord, we are thankful for the privilege of being a part of your church, a privilege of being a part of this local church. We're not here by accident. We're here on divine design. This year, I pray, use us across every campus, and even those online and on air, to shift this vision forward in the power of the Holy Spirit as we play our part. I pray, Lord, for people in this place who feel like they're lost and empty and have no vision and purpose for their life. Show them your vision for their lives. For those who had given up on vision, restore to them that joy for that vision. And as they begin to chase that vision again, by the leading and empowering of your Spirit, take them to a whole new level. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you're in this place and you feel so far from God. You're saying, Brian, I'm hearing about God's vision and the great things that God wants to do. But Brian, I'm so far from God. My life is messed up. There is sin in my life. Things are not okay. But I don't want to continue living a life of sin. I want to ask Jesus to forgive me. I want to surrender my life to Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want him to fill me with his Spirit and lead me into his vision for my life. Brian, I'm done with this kind of living. I want to be born again. Wherever you are, whether you're seated upstairs, downstairs, in the overflow, online and on air, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Turn away from your sin. Surrender your life to him. He will forgive you. Would you do it right now? With every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, that's me, Brian. I want Jesus to forgive me. I want him to save me. I want to be born again. Wherever you are, would you lift up your hand? Don't be afraid. Jesus loves you. He saved me 27 years ago. What he did for me, he can do for you. Would you lift up your hand? You say, that's me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. Save me. Upstairs, downstairs, in the overflow. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Jesus loves you. He died for you. Online. Would you lift up your hand and type in the chat section with an emoji of a hand, I give my life to Jesus. On air, would you lift up your hand in that room to Jesus and surrender your life to him? In person, would you lift up your hand? Say, Jesus, here I am. Surrender your life to him. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. It doesn't matter what people say. It matters what God says. He loves you. He will save you. Would you lift up your hand to him? Would you lift up your hand to Jesus? Some of you, you're saying, today's my day to recommit my life to Jesus. I had wandered away, but I'm coming back to Jesus. Lift up your hand as well. Jesus loves you. Come back to Jesus. Recommit your life to him. Come back. Would you lift up your hand right now and say, Jesus, that's me. I recommit my life to you. I recommit my life to you. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. Jesus will never push you away. Online, would you lift up an emoji of a hand and type, I recommit my life to Jesus. On air, would you lift up your hand in that room? Recommit your life to Jesus. This is the very last call. Don't walk away from this place without surrendering your heart to Jesus. Would you lift up your hand and say, Jesus, that's me. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Jesus sees those hands. Thank you. You've lifted up your hand. Would you pray this prayer after me? Mean every word you're saying from the bottom of your heart as you make this commitment to Jesus. Church, let's all pray together and let's encourage our friends to make this commitment to Jesus. As loud as we can, together, let's say, dear Jesus, thank you for loving me. I recognize that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Jesus, you are the only Savior. Today, I'm asking you to forgive me of my sin. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Give me a brand new life. Jesus, I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And from this day, I believe that I'm born again. I will live for you and I'll follow you for the rest of my life in Jesus' name. Come on, let's celebrate every miracle of salvation in Jesus' name. We'd love to connect with you at the end of our celebration service today. Online, click that link appearing in the chat. Do it right now. Would you leave us your name and number? We'd love to connect with you. This is just the beginning of God's purpose and plan for your life. Would you do it right now? On air, send us a quick email, connect@watotochurch.com. Leave us your name and number. Let us know, I gave my life to Jesus today. We cannot wait to hear from you. One more time, Watoto Church, shall we celebrate every miracle of salvation? We're coming to the end of our celebration service, and I want to thank you for being a part of our service today. If you need to pray with somebody, there will be a team here at the front ready to pray with you. I want to encourage you to find your place and play your part. Stop by the tables. Join a cell family today. Don't walk away. This is an opportunity. Join a cell family today. Do you want to serve? Stop by the table and say, I want to register to serve. Get the information that you need. Would you sponsor our Toto Child today? Stop by the tables and do that. Online, go to our Toto Church website. Get the details. Sign up today. Be a blessing to our Toto Child today. I want to thank you. And I pray God's very best for you throughout this week. Let's rise up to our feet, even as we close the service together. Listen, do you want to be baptized? You've never been baptized, you're born again. Would you stop by the tables and register as well? And if you want to dedicate your children as well, we'll be doing that. So stop by the tables, get the information you need. Let's dedicate our children to the Lord. And now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your people. And I ask that you bless them and cause your face to shine on them. May this month of February be a month of the Lord's favor on their life. And may they witness increase and multiplication in the work of their hands. And may they see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people together shout, amen. We love you. God richly bless you, Watoto family.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,